sweet.
Yes, it can. It's not so sweet when it's 4 degrees, which is going to be tonight.
In the shade with those blue on the rain. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
The DJ of the future is going to be a respected member of the community.
Oh, man. That's good.
Gold dust at my feet.
Who doesn't respect it?
Yeah.
Well, done properly.
That recording was done in 1920, though.
Well, it had to be. It had to
they
be.
They were talking about the DJ of the 50s.
Oh, you know what? I thought he said BJ.
No.
I'm serious. I'm not kidding. I thought he said the BJ of the future.
Will be a respected member of our society.
Wow. I didn't even hear that it was DJ. If that's what it said, then it's stupid. The DJ is never going to be respected.
That is funnier.
But the other thing can get respect, if done properly. Seriously, I did my hearing. I shot. It is.
Don't even bring that up with me because
I know you have a hearing issue too. I can't hear certain like if we watch television, and it's like I'm living in the home with my parents because my dad's most used word was huh. That was the word he said more than huh.
Oh, I have to ask Angela, what was that they just said?
Oh, no, I do the same
catch
thing.
It all, but what
I do
that?
The same. If we're in a movie or if we're at home watching something, I'm serious. Every 3 minutes, I go, what did he say?
It's so frustrating.
I turn to her, I go, what did he say?
Yeah.
She hears everything. Women can hear. You know what's interesting? I'm serious. Women have, like, supersonic hearing or something. How many women do you see wearing hearing aids? Even think about it. Even older women. You don't.
No.
What is that? What is that that men lose their hearing? Because they want to.
Yes, our body.
Yeah, especially married men. They will themselves to shut her out.
Shut down. Shut down the ears.
But it's something nobody ever talks about is that women don't lose their hearing the way men do. Now, my mother-in-law can hear. Okay, there's one. But for the most part...
Well, yeah, it took Dan's
men.
Aunt Gus to get to 108 to finally start
losing her hearing a little bit. Yeah,
there you go. But I'm my wife says, I am so tired of you saying, huh, and what? Why don't you go get some hearing aids? And I'll tell you why. Because I don't think I'm there yet. It's kind of like somebody that sort of needs glasses, but they can get by. So it's just something else to mess with. I don't care about the part about having a hearing. Crap, you can't see them anyway. They're stuck in your ear. It's just something else to dunce with.
Do you find yourself, because you do that a lot, you go, huh, what? Do you find yourself, even when you heard that, you'll just go, huh? And just out of habit.
To make sure I heard it right.
Yeah, just out of habit or something.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. But it, you know what I'm saying when I say it's something else to mess with? We've got enough to keep up with.
Yeah.
It's just another thing that has to have batteries. It's another thing to pack and not forget. It's another thing to do in the morning when you get up. Another thing to take out at night, you know.
We have so much crap to worry about. Our hearing, our eyes, our
joints,
erectile dysfunction.
Well, speak for yourself.
Yeah. Oh,
I mean, there's a reason. Yeah. Must be a reason you mentioned that. There are things you can take for that, but it's true. I don't mind that I would have hearing aids. I don't until I really have to. I don't want to mess with it because it's going to be another one of those things where are my reading glasses? What? You forgot to put your hearing aids in. Oh, yeah. And you got, I'm not there yet. I'm just not there yet. Now, at a certain point where you literally are missing most everything, you break down and you do it, but I'm just not there yet. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. Do we have any Burke segment material?
I do.
I hear silence, and then I heard I do. Folks, here's Eon the Peon. What do you have?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw something today online. It saddened me greatly.
Not another dead rapper, please.
No.
Thank goodness.
Today, somebody did an unofficial survey, but they found out that all Fruit Loops have the same flavor.
What?
Well, beyond, you said yourself, this is unofficial.
Unofficial, but they did a survey, a blind study, where they had all the different flavors. You know, they had blindfolded people taste them and try to guess what flavor it was, and it was just all over the board, just scattered. Just so apparently they all taste the same.
But
and
they're of course, different colors.
Yeah, yeah. You're being sarcastic. Of course you're not surprised by that.
No.
Did you actually think they were different flavors?
Absolutely. Absolutely, I
did. Well, first of all, when you take a spoonful of Fruit Loops, you're mixing a bunch of flavors together.
But
anyway,
that's the whole point. You go, I'm getting some lemon, I'm getting some cherry.
It's all in your head.
Yeah, apparently.
Did you ever have cereal? Fruit Loops is a cereal that I will eat just as a snack, dry. I can't have milk on it.
You know that I've never had them?
Really?
Never tasted them.
I'll eat them dry, but I can't have them with milk for some reason.
I haven't had Fruit Loops in a long time, but yeah, and they did a study too. Apparently, Trix and Fruity Pebbles, same thing.
What?
All I know is that Trix are for kids. Silly rabbit.
Yeah.
Trix are for kids.
Very disheartening to find this out.
Well, thanks for ruining it now for everybody.
Well, part of my childhood is I thought.
You just blew it out of the water for everybody.
Next you're going to tell me Captain Crunch peanut butter is not made from real peanut butter. That's crap.
I never enjoyed the Captain Crunch peanut butter.
Oh, I love Captain Crunch.
You know, I've never had Captain Crunch. I've never had Count Chocula.
You've never
really
like
had 100 cereals.
Sugar
only,
cereals then, huh?
The only ones I've ever tasted are Frosted Flakes, Corn Flakes, Chex, like Wheat Chex, Corn Chex.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, Sugar Pops. I guess they're still
around. I love Sugar Pops.
But if you go down the grocery
aisle. The yellow ones?
Yellow. Yeah, they're real yellow.
And they were Sugar Crisp. That was the
Sugar Bear.
Honey Crisp, I think it was called.
First of all, there are too many cereals. Okay, there are too many.
Yeah.
Rice Krispies when I was a kid. That Snap, Crackle, Pop, Rice Krispies. Whatever happened to those commercials?
I don't know, but they're still on the shelves, though. Rice Krispies.
I enjoy eating chocolate. Cereal at night.
How like can all of those cereals survive? How can they all still be profitable?
It's amazing. Well,
it's unbelievable.
I mean, you know, everybody eats cereal almost.
How about the shredded wheat? That great big huge hunk of
horrible
hunk of wheat.
When you're
I know.
A kid, no. When you're a kid, that's a punishment if you have to eat shredded wheat.
It's got
to
be Frosted Mini Wheats.
Well, Frosted Mini Wheats are okay, but that great big honking.
No, you know, it's like eating wood shavings.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a carpenter shop. And
the
they
size of a hockey puck.
They swept up all the splinters, and they glued them together. It's wood splinters, and that's what you're eating.
My mom would get that when we were kids, and we'd go open up the pantry, and it's like, that's the only thing left. I tried that one time, and you just take one thing and put that in the bowl and sprinkle sugar on it and put some milk on it, and it was like, this is horrible.
It's like chewing wood.
It was.
Did you ever try to eat grape nuts?
Oh.
I don't know how anybody eats.
No, I'm with you.
I tried to eat.
I tried it
like
one time.
It's like chewing on gravel.
Yeah. It was.
No, it is. It absolutely is. And you can't ever completely get it chewed.
No.
It's
and
like,
you can add sugar to it, just like the, you know, the shredded wheat.
No, but you can chew it 100 times, and it's exactly the same consistency as when you put it in your mouth.
Yeah,
because because it's so small. Yeah, it's a little
milk
rocks.
Can't penetrate it.
No, you're right. Milk can't penetrate it. That's exactly right. Because milk can't penetrate gravel.
No.
Same thing.
No.
But I that Count Chocula, and was it Franken something? Wasn't
Frankenberry.
Franken, but never had that either. Frankenberry, grape nuts, like Peon. I tried it, spit it out, and said, I'll never eat that again.
Yeah.
And then there are people that eat this granola. They actually sprinkle that on other cereal.
You know what? I have become a fan of, and I'll tell you who has some great, it's like granola. It says honey oat granola, and it's in a little bag, and you just dump it in, and I've become a big fan of it. Aldi's has this.
Well, you're old. That means you're old. If you think that's good, you're an old person.
I liked it.
Well, old person.
And I like that to snack on, because I like granola.
I've done that before. I've broken up like
granola
chocolate
bar.
Chip granola bars, eating that as cereal.
I don't think that's so weird.
No, and it's good too.
Not weird at all. And have you ever I think everybody's done this. You don't know you're out of milk until you pour the cereal in the bowl.
Oh.
And then there's no milk, so you actually put water in.
I've never done that.
I know.
It's horrible.
I've just put the bowl of cereal in the fridge and just waited until you...
Or somebody put the milk in and there's like two little splashes and you dump it and there's like hardly any milk in there at all,
or there's two spoonfuls of milk and you add water to it. Still doesn't work.
Ew.
So is that Dan, did you have anything?
I did not.
For the bird, let's close it.
But I enjoyed talking about the cereal.
See, there's always something to talk about.
I found as I've gotten older, honey nut, the flavor is my either Cheerios or...
Now, I did go through a honey nut phase where there's nut and honey. That's an actual cereal.
Yes.
And then there's honey nut Cheerios.
Yes.
And then there's like a honey nut cornflakes thing.
Yeah.
Chex, honey nut Chex, too.
How about banana nut? Do you like the banana nut?
No.
Yes. I do anything banana nut.
I do,
I never liked banana in cereal.
The cereal, have you ever... I know people that would put banana in their cereal.
Oh, on every box. That's what they have. They have fruit. I've never seen anybody cut up fruit and put it in cereal.
No, strawberries and blueberries. People would just dump fruit in their cereal.
Watch TV, the family sits down and they make it look like it's a common practice for the bowl of cereal to have perfectly cut strawberries.
Slice up a banana.
Nobody does that.
No.
I have put banana on it, but nobody does what you see on TV.
Yeah.
We've got a really interesting story in the news that won't be covered through the mainstream media, but I think it's a very interesting story, and I think it's worth talking about, and I'll tell you what it is. Peon called it to my attention, and what it's going to probably do is open the door here for a discussion about pornography, porn. And I don't really know where to start here, except I'll start by saying that, like a lot of things, years ago, pornography was considered to be a horrible, horrible, horrible thing. I mean, almost like murder. If you were involved in it, you were scum. If you looked at it, you were scum. Shame on you. You didn't want anybody to know you looked at it. Yet the truth is, it is a multi-billion-dollar business, which tells you millions of people look at porn. Now, they may still not want to admit it, but they do. And it's kind of like, to me, in 50 years, I think it'll be, just not even worth mentioning. It's so commonplace. And let's take a look at something similar and where it has come and how it's evolved, and that's vibrators. Now, there was a time when you would never talk about a vibrator. And I don't think a woman would, either she would not even, the thought, what? Having a vibrator, that's disgusting. Or if she did, it was real secretive. And it was delivered from a company in a plain package. And now you can get them at Walgreens.
Did you see the CBS Sunday Morning this week with Larry Flint?
No. Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
I did.
He said, he has, of course, Larry Flint Hustler stores everywhere.
Yeah.
And he said, I was surprised. It used to be men just huddled up going to a sex shop. But he goes, now women are the
But
the
see, that, that but that's how it's evolved. That's how it's changed. And the truth is, if you just shut down and be realistic and look at what porn is, it's video or pictures of people having sex. Now, I'm not talking about the weird urinating on each. I'm not talking about that kinky, gooky. No, I'm not talking about the stuff that anybody would look at and go, well, that's disgusting and that's sick. I'm talking about people doing it. Now, that's really what it is. And that's all it is. It's people doing it. Now, take the morality out of it, the fact that these people aren't married to each other. Let's cut through all of that. I get that. But isn't it interesting that at a certain point, way back whenever, somebody decided that watching other people do something that everybody does was horrible?
Unless you're married.
No, I'm talking about watching other people do it. It's not a sin. It's not a sin to watch people have sex. That's I don't think anywhere you find where that's a sin. And the reason this all came up, there's a high school student down in Florida, Central Florida. He has been kicked out of school. He's 18 years old. He's been kicked out of school because the school found out that he was an actor in adult films to help support his family. His mom is a single mom, and there are siblings, I think. And by the way, his mom's reaction is, I think he's the most awesome person in the world. He stood up and was the man of the house when I couldn't be. She looks at it as he went to the one thing that he knew he could do, make some money. And let me again say this. What he's doing is not illegal. So can you kick a kid out of high school for being in porn? And my answer to that is absolutely not. Not because if you can, then who's to say that the principal or the superintendent can't kick a kid out for doing other things that the principal might not think is nice?
And right.
Yet a kid can kill somebody in an accident, drunk, and they don't kick him out of high school. Now think about that. In that case, what the kid's done is illegal, drinking underage, killing somebody, yet you won't get kicked out of high school. And I'm telling you, I know this for a fact, and we all know of kids in the St. Louis area that have, you read it in the paper, drunk, 17, whatever, manslaughter. They get community service, slap on the wrist, but they don't get thrown out of school. And to me, if you're going to kick a kid out of school, there's a good reason. He's a lawbreaker. And the principal says the reason they kicked this kid out of school was that he is a disruption. He's a distraction. I guess because if he walks down the hall at school, kids might go, hey, that's that guy who's in porn. Well, there are lots of things that are distractions. A gal with a huge rack walking down the hall is a distraction.
Yeah.
A kid who's maybe physically deformed is a distraction. I can think of all kinds of things that would make a kid a distraction. I don't think this is going to fly. And I think if there's a lawsuit, I'm sure there will be, they're going to win. You can't kick a kid out for that, but it brings up an interesting topic, and that's the topic of porn. If my, you know, look, I'm from a Southern, very judgmental Protestant background. But I think if we all were put on a lie detector and forced to tell the truth, have you ever looked at porn? Do you look at porn?
Yes.
Are you? No, Dan, you're not taking the test.
Oh, okay.
Do you want to look at porn?
Yes.
The answer would no, Dan. This is not a test for you. The answer would be yes, or you're lying. Now, let's just be honest. There's a curiosity factor there. We're curious about what other people do in bed and what the different possibilities or positions or whatever are. You know, my mother, who's no longer alive, was extremely judgmental and was very quick to tell you what was right and what was wrong. And she thought she knew for everybody what was right and what was wrong, and who's going to hell and who's not going to hell. And pornography was something that she would never have accepted, or never would have accepted the idea that anybody would look at it and that somehow that was okay. Yet something very interesting happened when Vanessa Williams had her Miss America crown taken away because she was in Penthouse magazine. Do you remember this?
Yes. Yeah.
She was in a photo with another woman, and it was very suggestive of lesbianism, bisexuality, or whatever. And I don't remember exactly how I found out what I found out, but I found out that my mother got a copy of that magazine and looked at that picture, which is completely contradictory to everything she preached and she said, which also tells me she's human and she was curious. and she wanted to look. Now, I don't know what else she looked at. I would be willing to bet lots of other stuff, because toward the end of her life, she had a computer and she could get on the internet. And I think that this pornography thing, again, if you just look at it from the standpoint of, is it illegal? The answer is no. Is anybody getting hurt? Now, let's not get into the whole psychological young girl thing. Let's just get into consenting adults. Is anybody hurt, physically hurt? No, the answer is no. Is anybody forcing anybody to do anything they haven't consented to do for money? No, I don't think so. Not, again, I'm not talking about the black market stuff, the S&M. So when this story, when Peon gave me this story about this kid in high school, I just thought, this is something we haven't come across before. I've not been confronted with this particular issue. A boy, 18, acting in porn and being kicked out of high school for it. When all the other illegal act, drug use, for example. Look, it's illegal for a kid to smoke cigarettes unless they're 18 years old. It's illegal to drive over the speed limit. It's illegal to drink alcohol unless you're 21. Yet, nobody would think of suspending somebody for these things. And again, go to the extreme of killing somebody in a drunk driving accident. Yet, he does what he can do to support his family, and he's kicked out of school. And look, I'm sure that there are some people with a different take on it. And there will always be, especially the older generation, the idea that pornography is horrible. And it's a sin to be in it or to look at it. And but
that's something you do in private. You nobody.
But see, that's
to watch.
But that's what's interesting.
Yeah.
Why in private are you really any less sinful if you do it locked in a room and drapes are closed, nobody's looking? And don't tell me that 98% of people haven't done that. So let's get real here. It's a huge business, and it's a huge business for one reason and one reason only. Millions of people. Look, real quickly, and then we'll take a break. When I was in my... The first porn that I ever saw, I was either 17 or... I was 18. And I went to a kid's house in Belleville, Illinois, and he was a wealthy kid. They had an indoor swimming pool.
Whoa.
That's how wealthy. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how his dad was a doctor or something. So he has a party, has the guys over. And a friend of mine was a friend of him. He says, hey, come on with me over to Dave's house. He's going to have a party. He's got a keg. I didn't drink. And he's got some stag movies. That's what they call
stag,
them.
Stag, yeah.
So I go there, and he has a projector set up. I'll never forget this, because the first porn that you see, it rocks your world. I mean, you're just going, whoa.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't even know women did that.
What is
it? It was black and white, and it was subtitled. The actors were Spanish. So it was subtitled.
Oh, it wasn't a silent film. You guys had speakeasies at that point.
We didn't have.
No, no, it wasn't silent, but it was subtitled because they were speaking Spanish. Okay, so in English, he would tell you what she's saying, and I'll never forget the scene that I remember. This woman, really well built, walks out of the shower, and she walks in the bedroom. And to her surprise, there's a guy lying on her bed. Now, he had he sneaked into the house, and he's only wearing, and I'll never understand this thing, the black socks thing. He's wearing black socks. That's all he had on.
Yeah.
He had black socks, and he's lying on the bed fully
ready.
Ready.
Yeah.
And that thing is reaching for the sky. And she walks in, and she drops her towel. And makes this horrified expression, and she screams, oh, Dico Grande. And then at the bottom of the screen, it told you what that meant, and you can pretty well figure it out.
What?
Dico Grande.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, this is unbelievable. And I pulled up a chair, and I'm ready for the rest of the show. I just watched the whole show. Now, a couple of years later, I go to somebody. It was always at somebody's house. It's like we're going to gamble, but we don't know we're having a poker game. So it was always at somebody's house, and it was kind of a secret except to the people who were invited. And they were on VHS tapes or beta. And then somebody else had a home party, and they showed some. And these were in color, and it was in English. And I thought, oh, man, this is really something. when I was 20, let me get this right, about 24, I worked for a brief period downtown. And at one time in downtown St. Louis, they had these adult shops where you go in and put a quarter. Dan, do you remember these? You put a quarter in, and you get something like 8 minutes.
Yeah, but I saw those things, but I've never done that.
Well, you don't want to touch the walls or sit down anywhere.
No.
But I did go in out of curiosity, and I put quarters in. And it was interesting. They had the segments timed out where just as they're getting ready for, oh, boy, the film stopped. Yeah. You need another quarter. So you put another quarter in to keep it going. And in the front of this place, those were in the back, they had magazines, and they were all wrapped in cellophane. And I've told this story a long time ago. I picked up one. I'm on my lunch break. I work downtown. And I'm looking at it, and I'm trying to find a way to see if there's anything in it interesting other than the cover, because it has cellophane. And the woman at the counter, they had video surveillance. And she sees me trying to cut the cellophane carefully. And she says, "Hey, you." And everybody looks up. She says, "In the back corner with the gray suit." Now everybody is looking at me. She says, "Are you going to buy it or not?" And I thought, oh my goodness, I hope nobody in here sees me and recognizes me. But then I thought, well, wait a minute, if they do, they're in here too.
Yeah.
So we got each other. Gotcha. You be quiet and I'll be quiet. But it was literally a feeling of, oh my goodness, if anybody knows I'm in here, it'll be the end of my life.
It's like a big spotlight.
Yeah, this is such a horrible thing I'm doing. You're looking at pictures. You're looking at pictures. Now, would anybody want his daughter to be in it? I don't think so. I don't think so. I still think there is that stigma, and maybe rightly so, that if a woman is in porn, she's a skank.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. She's just giving it up for everybody for money. There's a definition for that. It's called whore. You have sex for money. So, no, you wouldn't want that. But the natural curiosity to look at it, it's obviously pretty overwhelming because of the millions of people who do. I'll take a couple of quick calls, and we have to take a break. I'm late. Let's go to Chris. Chris, how are you? Chris, that's you.
Hey, listen, my question is about the young fellow that got caught in the porn movie. Who caught him? Who was the pervert that caught him?
Well, you know what? Probably the principal while she was watching porn.
Yeah.
No, I think in the story, the students found out. They found pictures online.
Well, of course they did.
The students. Oh,
of course they did, because every high school boy regularly goes and checks porn out on the computer.
Well, yeah. Well, back in our day, like you were saying, you were, you know, the Dynamite 8 reel to reel.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
It was, you know, don't even talk about it, but you're going over to my mom and dad's house, you know, don't say, well, whose videos are they? Well, they're my dad's. Well, okay.
You know,
I mean, geez.
Exactly. All right.
It's
hey, thank you.
Been around forever.
No, it has. Thank you, Chris.
All right, pal.
Jeff, and then we'll break. Hello, Jeff.
Amen, Pian, Frank.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. By the way, on the porn conversation, my dad, Swedish Erectica, reel to reel, Swedish Erectica.
Oh, my
goodness. Man, these must be fancy. At first I thought, these must be fancy. But I tried to bring it up, and he said, where'd you find those?
Now, was it Swedish Erectica or Erotica?
Erotica.
Yeah,
but I said it the other way.
Either way.
These must be fancy.
No, either way, you know what it is.
Exactly.
Get it clear.
Exactly.
And when you said Swedish, I remember when I was very young, the superstar in porn was a woman named Seika.
Seika?
Seika. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that was her name. Seika.
Like the coffee? Oh.
No, that's Sanka.
No,
but I mean, she was the queen of porn. She was at the time, the Linda Lovelace, Marilyn
Jenna
Chambers,
Jameson.
Or Jenna Jameson, or whoever they are now. She was it, man. She was blonde. She was Swedish. And I'm pretty sure her name was Sanka. Jeff, thank you for the call.
Take care, Frank.
But he's right. If your dad, my dad would never, never have possessed it.
Linda Lovelace and Jenna Jameson are the only two names that I know. And the first porn I ever saw.
Oh, I bet they're not. You've never heard of Marilyn Chambers?
Yeah, I have heard of her.
Uh-huh, see.
the first porn I ever saw, I was 14 or 15.
Lucky.
It was a hockey tournament. We were in Springfield, Illinois, and our team was right outside. Our hotel room was right outside a drive-in theater. And the drive-in, you could see over the fence, because they had a privacy fence, but you could see over the fence and see what was going on. And we're outside, and all of a sudden the movie starts, and it's Deep Throat.
Oh, my God.
And we're looking, and so pretty soon the entire team, hey, get out here. So the entire, there's like 14, 15-year-old boys standing out, and we're standing out there watching Linda Lovelace and Deep Throat. And
Harry Reams.
Oh, my goodness. And all of a sudden, one of the parents comes out and says, what are you guys doing? And they look up and, get in here.
Get in here so I can watch it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw Deep Throat in Dallas, Texas. It's interesting. I can't remember anything. My memory is just shot, and it all has to do with some medication I took years ago, and it just ate a chunk of my brain. But I remember in Dallas, Texas, in there for Army Reserve 2-week summer camp, and you got nothing to do. And so a bunch of us went to a movie theater in Dallas and saw Deep Throat. And I have to tell you something, about 10, 15 minutes into it, you realize you're sitting with other guys.
I know.
And it's just something weird. You don't feel bad about watching porn. You feel weird that you're sitting with guys watching it. There's something weird about that. But that's always how it ended up, is a bunch of guys go to watch this stuff. Yep. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We'll be happy to take your porn calls or whatever else. We're not endorsing it in any way. We're just being real here. The world is such a hypocritical place. You know, it really is. We act one way but live another way. And this is a perfect example of that. If you really analyze what it is and take it for what it is, it's natural curiosity of people interested in watching. It's like slowing down for the traffic accident. If you really think about what you're doing, what are you doing? You're slowing down because we want to see what? You don't want to see that everything's okay. You think maybe there's a chance you'll get to see a decapitated body lying in the road or some gory grizzly. That's exactly why you're stopping. You're gawking, rubbernecking, looking to see. It's natural. Most people are curious about certain things. Bethena Heating and Cooling. Here's another natural thing. It's natural to not want to be in 4-degree weather, which is what we're looking at tonight. It's not natural. Human beings are not supposed to be in 4-degree weather. So the only way you can tolerate it and deal with it is you have good heating. Stay in home. On some porn or whatever you do at home. Popcorn and porn. Porn corn. Hey, I just got a great idea. You make a special porn corn. It's special popcorn for watching porn. And you can put it in...
what the popcorn trick is.
Yeah, put it in erotic-shaped packages or something.
With special butter.
I think I'm on to something.
Oh,
yeah,
gosh.
Special...
Yeah, that was too much.
Special butter. Only Dan. Matheny Heating and Cooling. Well, let me just say this. I don't care what your system is, who made it, brand, make, model, year, how old, how new. They'd be happy to work on it for you. If you live in St. Louis County or most of St. Charles County, and I say that because there's some really, really westerly sections of St. Charles County they don't get to, that Forestdale area. But for the most part, it's most of St. Charles County and St. Louis County. Sorry, Illinois. 71 years they've done it. And it's one of those things where, you know, you don't think you need them, but then when you do need them, you really need them. Like tonight, when it drops to 4. Don't wait for that stuff. Make sure that system is up to par by having regular checkups before you enter the severe seasons, the severely hot time of year and the cold time of year. They do that with lots of customers. It's called planned service. Talk to them about it. But yeah, if you need them and it's a crisis, these are the people you want to call, because they'll bust their butts to get there as quick as anybody could humanly possibly get to your place. Residential or commercial, large or small, 71 years. Here's their website. MatheneyHeatingAndCooling.com.
Let's get get a look at the roadways right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Well, there's not much going on right now. You still have this earlier accident this morning that had 55 shut down at Bayless. They're still working with the remnants of that. Southbound 55 at Bayless, the right lane is blocked. You have some ramp restrictions on westbound 70 at Lindbergh. And then they've just cleared an accident on southbound 270 at Page. But everything else is just a little bit of volume starting to build on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland. 270 out through 141. This traffic report brought to you by Office Max. If you need it for your business, you'll find it at Office Max. All at great prices. So stop by today. Get right down to business. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Who is the top cat in the SEC? Today, it'll be a cat fight in the SEC as our Mizzou Tigers head to Baton Rouge, Louisiana to take on the LSU Tigers.
Next one from Ross to give Mizzou the lead. Pinball's in, 68-67 Missouri.
It's the Tigers versus the Tigers. Coverage begins at 5:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bang!
We are Mizzou.
Attention men, have you ever been embarrassed when the time was right but you just couldn't perform? Now you can. The secret is one visit to the St. Louis Men's Clinic. That's right. Men from 21 to 85 are performing better than ever before, regardless of age or medical condition. You get to try the medication containing FDA-approved ingredients right in their office. The medication gives you from 30 minutes to an hour and a half of full male performance. This is the most medically sound solution available and all without surgery. Your total cost for the doctor's visit, all tests including PSA and testosterone, is only $199. If their medication doesn't work, you pay absolutely nothing. If you have erectile dysfunction or you just want to perform much better, call now, 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780. Get your confidence back. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. 314-282-8780. That's 314-282-8780.
I'm just calling to let you know what a great experience I had.
You really got us to a better place.
I'm Deanna Doherty, president of American Equity Mortgage. People all over St. Louis are taking advantage of our low interest rates and great customer service. Home values are rising, and with rates still so low, the time to refinance is right now.
You know, after you told me how much money I could save every month, I thought, that's almost a car payment.
Don't be left behind. Call today and speak to one of our licensed mortgage consultants. Pay off those high interest rate credit cards and save hundreds, even thousands of dollars.
In St. Louis, call 314-878-9999. Find out how much money you can save. Call now, 314-878-9999.
With rates and APRs in the threes, make the call today. To get to a better place in your life, go to a better place. American Equity Mortgage.
We'll get you to a better place. NMLS 1899, Equal Housing Lender, 314-878-9999, or apply online at AmericanEquity.com.
When R&R Sanitation says they'll drop off a porta potty anywhere in the region, they're not kidding. They once dropped off a porta potty on the corner of a parade route. That's what you get with R&R Sanitation. Service, reliability, dependability, they're clean, and they're bigger, which makes them cleaner longer, which means you don't spend as much money servicing them. R&R Sanitation, St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated. They're the best. Having some work done on the house? Are you in charge of a charitable event? Maybe a construction firm? The point is R&R Sanitation porta potties, 314-776-4000. They're bigger, they're better, and they're made better, which means they're better porta potties. And I know you're laughing. Really? Is he selling porta potties? Yes, I am, because there's nothing worse than having a bad porta potty. That's why you need R&R Sanitation, 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
When you need the same helpful advice you get from your neighbor, you need to visit your locally owned Ace Hardware store. Whether you need help with your paint project, everyday home repairs, advice on the best bird feed, or keeping your house warm this winter, now is the time to go to Ace. They have rockstar parking, so you can get in and out without any hassle. They also carry those primo brands that you're looking for, from DeWalt to Craftsman to Clark & Kensington to Weber. So, Remember, visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware store, where it is just like going to your neighbors.
The best hardware stores are those that are family owned and operated by people that live in the community. That's what you'll find at Homebright Ace Hardware in downtown Belleville, just 4 blocks north of the fountain. We're here to serve you.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Grainger. Grainger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's kickoff time for the ultimate game, and there's no better time to build your ultimate sports cave at Rent-A-Center. Because right now, you'll find super deals on big screens, sofas, recliners, sound systems, and more with no credit check, just in time for kickoff. Plus, score a $10 Domino's Pizza promo card with any new agreement and first week's payment. Get to Rent-A-Center now in time for the ultimate game and this ultimate sports cave deal.
K Bova Realty, family owned, big enough to provide excellent service, small enough to care. Find K at www.sellingstlewis.com.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
At TaxAct.com, your federal taxes are free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. TaxAct.com. You got this.
My baby loves love. I don't even know who did this, but I know the song.
White Plains.
Wow. This is their hit. One and only. I got a couple of calls. We'll take a couple before we have to break again. Mike Evans will join us at 4:15 today instead of the regular time because we're off early at 5:30 for Mizzou basketball again. Helen is on the phone. Hello, Helen.
Hello, Frank.
How are you?
I'm just fine. I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. But I need to ask you, do you guys know where the term 8-page Bibles come from? I remember them. That's the first time I ever saw anything pornographic when I was a young girl.
I've actually never heard the term 8-page Bibles.
I never have either.
Never heard
You're
of it.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, then some of the guys out there that would be my age would probably remember what an 8-page Bible was because it was pretty nasty.
Here it says it was known as the Tijuana Bible.
Well, it's obviously not a Bible.
They were little cartoon pornographic.
No, they were little bitty things.
Pornographic comic books.
Yeah, they were small, but they were very, very small. I think I saw one on the street somewhere. Picked it up and looked, flipped through it, and I thought, hey, is this what it's all about?
Hey, what?
Yeah, the greatest sex education you can get sometimes is from books or what you're talking about, that kind of thing. Are you looking for one of these, Helen?
No. I think I'm past that point, but I just remember seeing it and going, oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned it because I'd never heard of it. Now I can add it to things that I didn't know existed.
It says here they were obscene parodies of, like, the other popular comic strips, like Blondie, Popeye, Dick Tracy, things like that. But they were made to look like those. One character was Chris Krusty.
Hey, he's the governor of New Jersey.
But there's got to be guys out there that used to have them.
Oh, sure.
Tell some of the men to call in. I'm just really curious. Where did that ever start, and why did they ever call them Bibles?
Well, you just did. So we'll see if we can get some calls.
Okay.
All right, Helen, thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. A quick hit from Rich. Hello, Rich. How are you?
AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Well, and I'm not even sure if we want to go down this road or open this can of worms, but, you know, you bring up a good point with how the hypocrisy with porn. Everybody's like, oh, no, never watch it, never look at it, but yet behind the closed doors and curtains, they're right there watching it, which kind of goes hand in hand with just
hand
the puritanical nature of this country with anything dealing with sex, whether it's homosexuality, masturbation or anything.
Well, again, go back to the
vibrator. Nobody will admit to it.
Go back to
behind closed doors.
Go back to vibrator. Go back
to something to do with it.
Go back to vibrators. Okay, think about what that is. All that is something that you touch to yourself, and it's a pleasant sensation. What's so horrible about that?
Exactly, it's a masturbation aid, but until recently, women wouldn't even admit knowing what a vibrator was, much less owning or using one. I mean, things are changing here in the last, 10, 20 years, I guess.
Well, like I said before, you can buy them in Walgreens. That's how much they've changed.
Right, but it's just strikes me as, I guess, hypocritical with the way people deal with the subject, is they will never admit to watching porn or anything, but God forbid somebody get a hold of your computer and they go through your web search history, it's just going to be 95% porn. I mean, the joke you make in the tech talk with Jose about porn overload on the computers. How many times is that actually true?
I know. I got to run. Rich, thank you for the call. I'm going to flip a couple things, Peon, because this APG has a seminar coming up, and I want to take a little extra time to talk about that. So I'll do it next hour. So what I'll do now is invite everybody listening to come join me and bank where I bank. I bank at First Community Credit Union. And no one will ever, ever be able to accuse me. They can accuse me, but it won't be true, of saying something about any advertiser that's not true. When I tell you I bank there, I bank there. When I tell you I've gone to my dentist for 40 years, almost 41, I have. And First Community Credit Union, and I will also just be completely honest with you. I bank at First Community Credit Union because First Community Credit Union called here years ago and expressed interest in becoming part of the show. And I believe in doing business with people who do business with you if it's a business that I would feel comfortable sending you to. And in this case, of course, I feel comfortable. The banks don't particularly like places like First Community Credit Union because there are certain things that the credit union offers that sometimes they can't. There are certain perks, maybe, or let's how about the fact that they're nonprofit and the profits stay in the credit union, which means stability and security and more money for people to borrow. Check it out online and see why it's a great place to bank. FirstCommunity.com. Don't go away, because after the news, Mike Evans joins us in the Big 550 KTRS, 4 o'clock.
From ABC News, I'm Stephen Portnoy. At this hour, millions of folks